Hey everybody, Josh Searson of World Alternative Media here, and we're joined by Tim Pachote, the Liberty Advisor, Certified Financial Planner, and I wanted to talk to Tim a little bit about this today because we are seeing, we're on the precipice of a scripted World War III kind of scenario, and it is the perfect storm to bring us into the Great Reset and an economic reset worldwide. We have to remember that most of this is actually about money at the end of the day to cover up what they're doing and to give a reason, you know, order out of chaos to bring us into a new reset scenario. Now, as of recently, we know that Saudi Arabia has been talking about joining BRICS. At the same time as China and Russia are meeting up and Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping are doing press conferences where they're making pancakes together and making each other food and doing shots of vodka and stuff like that, we must understand how serious these implications are because this was mapped out a very long time ago. And of course, BRICS is the economic order that's being created with specifically Brazil and Russia and India and China and South Africa. But now we see Turkey, Egypt, and now Saudi Arabia joining in, and it looks like Iran's joining in. So it's going to be a whole big economic order, much like the IMF, but it's going to have a bigger population behind it. The IMF has minuscule population compared to what BRICS is about to have. Well, already has. I mean, honestly, with the Chinese population. So it's actually already, in a lot of ways, one could say more powerful than what the IMF is today. So I wanted to kind of go into this with you a little bit, Tim, because I know as a certified financial planner, you're looking at how this kind of stuff affects the markets, how it affects the economy, how it affects the dollar, how it affects people watching at home. So we're going to get into that and much more right away. But first, I urge you guys to check out thelibertyadvisor.com, linked in the description. And of course, there's a Bitly link where you can sign up for a free initial consultation, a free portfolio review with Tim. At that link, sign up today if you are in the United States. And of course, I also urge you to go and check out heavensharvest.com for long-term storable foods that are non-GMO, heirloom seeds, water filtration and storage, and books on how to get started. Use code WAM, W-A-M, and of course you can get free shipping on much of those products. But even if you don't qualify for free shipping or you're not in the United States, still use code WAM because it helps keep you alive and us alive at the same time. And my job is to mobilize people. If I could save one life from someone going out and actually getting prepared for what's coming next, because people like to complain about all the things, ways that freedom is attacked, but few people want to actually do something about it. And those of you out there that want to do something about it, here's an opportunity. Please stock up today before the shelves get empty, because that's all part of the same puzzle in order to bring us into the reset. And it will happen. I promise it will happen. So getting prepared today versus inflation and the actual price and all these products today, you're actually saving money. And experts say you need at least 3 months of storable foods in the collapse of a supply chain. So check that link in the description for heavensharvest.com. Again, that is code WAM. W-A-M. Now let's get into this. So Tim, as I was mentioning, you know, with what we're seeing with Saudi Arabia talking about joining BRICS, going back when, you know, the battleship went to New York Harbor and demanded their gold back in the early 1970s, and Nixon, after they realized, of course, the there were no actual reserves, Nixon brought the U.S. onto the fiat standard away from the gold standard because they printed more IOUs than they had gold. Then, of course, Kissinger went and met with the Saudis and created this petrodollar alliance. And at the same time, he was propping up China and saving them from starvation. This script has been playing out for a long time. But now we see this move for Saudi Arabia to join BRICS, which would be the end of the dollar, in my opinion. First of all, what do you think is happening with Saudi Arabia and their move to join BRICS? Why would they do it? And how does it affect the people watching today?
Well, thanks, Josh. Well, this entire system that was set up in Bretton Woods is a debt-based system. So in order to get a dollar into the system, based on the current screw job of how it was set up, you have to get a dollar of debt into the system. And so essentially, we're all high-tech slaves, and the best slave is a slave that doesn't know he's a slave and thinks that they're free. So you see all these people say, America, and I'm so free, and land of the free, home of the brave. I mean, it's all nonsense, and it's all, you know, wishful thinking, because at the end of the day, back in December 23rd, 1913, a system was set up where, you know, let's, the easiest way to say, you know, give an example of this is, you know, let's say we're the only two people on earth, and you want to borrow $100 from me. I say, okay, I'll charge you 3% interest. It's the only money on earth. And after a year, you owe me $103. Well, where do you get $103 if only 100 was created? You have to borrow more money. And so this entire system was always meant to control people and then to have the owners at the top, because the system is owned. The private central banks are owned. I took a class on the Federal Reserve in 2008 where my classmates won the national competition. And someday this guy that looked like Rob Zombie, you know, in 2009 told me the Fed is private. And I'm like, you're full of crap. And I found out that I was the one that didn't know anything, even though I was on like this elite class that, you know, took everything and thought I knew everything. And so at the end of the day, this whole system was set up to control people, but they always knew that eventually the world reserve, whoever is the world reserve currency, because the system is backed by debt, that eventually it would get out of control. And there's economists going back to the 40s, Robert Triffin, it's called Triffin's Dilemma, where they knew that this would eventually occur. And so the system is being reset, it's being imploded. It's a planned controlled demolition because they know that this would always happen. I mean, things, you probably could have kept this going for a while longer. However, I mean, going back to 2020 when they printed 80% of all the money that's ever been in existence in the matter of a few months, and what, that bought us 2 years? So what do they have to do? They have to do that again? Well, no, the game plan was in 2016 to have Hillary Clinton get in there and then have a war with Russia or China. And this is something that, you know, even before I knew Josh, I'm sure you were probably talking about it in 2013, 2014, as all this stuff was going on and Victoria Nuland at the State Department was kicking all this stuff off. And I went against my better judgment and was fully behind Donald Trump in 2016 because I wanted to prevent World War III from happening. And now he's been, you know, a complete disaster, whole other subject. However, the one good thing he did
Operation Warp Speed.
The good thing he did do was not get was have diplomatic relations with Russia, because this whole thing was always meant to have a boogeyman as excuse for the collapse of the system. You can't be like, oh, well, sorry, we created the debt-based monetary system that was always going to implode, and we knew it was always going to implode. You need to have a boogeyman, and then out of that order, out of chaos, you need to bring in another system for control. That other system is called a central bank digital currency. This is the number one thing that you need to be warning people about, that you need to be educating about. And every day I talk to people, and almost, I mean, outside of our echo chamber, if I go outside of there, almost no one knows what a CBDC is. So the most, so all this other stuff that's all noise, a lot of it is just, you know, conjecture, doesn't really matter. What does matter is that if this is not stopped, you and your kids are going to be even more slaves than you already are. And if you're offended that I'm calling you a slave, well, then you should actually take action or get the knowledge of realizing this, because I didn't believe any of this when someone told me this. And then I realized, oh, wait, you know, this whole system is a gigantic screw job. And so what they're going to do is they need to all, I mean, there's several different agendas at foot here. So another agenda is, you know, a lot of, you know, eugenicists are at the control of things. I mean, if you go way back to, you know, there's a whole British eugenic society, whole Fabian socialism, all this really comes from all that way back in the day. And now, you know, they basically want to get population down to under a billion. Some say, you know, half a billion. I mean, they argue about it. So what are great ways to do that? I mean, having nuclear war certainly gets rid of a lot of people. Having famines get rid of a lot of people. And it's not necessarily even the direct blast that's going to go kill people. It's the collapse of the infrastructure. And so the globalists are going to go hide out in their armored redoubts. They're going to be underground. And they're going to let all of us fight it out while they then emerge as these technocrats with complete control. And so back to, I guess your question was about Saudi Arabia. I mean, they're not idiots. They know that this is, and they're, you know, at the end of the day, the, all the globalists on the top are all basically, you know, on the same team, acting like they're opposing each other, when really, you know, there's greater things at, you know, a play at this. But what is going to be going on is that when the BRICS currency that is more than likely going to be backed by commodities, could be backed by oil, could be backed by gold, could be backed by a whole basket of currencies versus the dollar that's backed by full faith and credit of the U.S. government. I mean, who has full faith and credit in the U.S. government? That's completely bankrupt, $32 trillion in debt. We're underneath extraordinary measures where they had to take the basically the pension funds of government employees, which I'm actually not that opposed to. I'd rather they take their money than take ours. And it's they basically take the IOU, they put IOUs in there. So then that way, when they, you know, at the last second, you know, fund some sort of stopgap bill to keep it going and kick the can down the road another few months and act like they're doing something, you know, just at the end of the day, it's like this, all this stuff has been scripted out, and they can't just let it collapse. They need to control the collapse. And so, well, that's exactly what we're seeing here.
I wanted to kind of ask a little bit about, you know, when we saw Saddam Hussein try to pull away from the dollar, he ended up dead. When we saw Gaddafi try to pull away from the dollar, he ended up dead. When we saw Assad try to pull away from the dollar, they tried to kill him. They failed, and only because he was backed by Russia and, of course, China. So now going forward here, I think there's a lot to be said here about what happens the moment that Saudi Arabia pulls out of the dollar. Because when Saudi Arabia pulls out of the dollar, the U.S. can't just go and drone bomb them and start a war with them, because they're one of the most powerful countries in the world and they're backed by China and Russia. And I mean, we're talking where most of the oil in the world is coming from. It's one of the most successful, prosperous countries in the world. Very tyrannical, don't get me wrong, but it's extremely prosperous. Look at what they're building there. And then look at the United Arab Emirates on top of that. It's clear that they're building the future cities of the New World Order over there. They are basing it in Shanghai, and they're basing it in Dubai, and they're basing it in Abu Dhabi, and they're basing it in places like Beijing. Again, I think that is the New World Order, and then Moscow is going to be a big part of that as well, and St. Petersburg. And again, this isn't attacking Putin as much as it is attacking the world order script that's been in play for a long time, regardless of it, if it's Ukraine and their coup in 2014 with the U.S. government to overthrow anyone that likes Russia in any way so that they could get their script to play out. But Israel is a huge supporter of Russia as well. We are witnessing something very different now. So instead of, you know, Saddam Hussein saying, I want gold for my oil and I don't want to take U.S. dollars, now we're seeing Saudi Arabia go, I think we might want Chinese yuan and make a petro yuan system. So Tim, my question to you is, what happens in the 5 days surrounding the time when Saudi Arabia officially moves into a petro-yuan system in this World War III scenario?
Well, currency wars lead to hot wars, and that's exactly what's going to happen. So as soon as, you know, they pull that trigger, I'm sure there's either going to be some sort of false flag event to be a provocation for us to go in there. And I hate saying us, because it's not us. It's, you know, globalists versus globalists. And I want to also point out that when Josh and I are talking, you know, sometimes it makes it sound like we're defending Putin, defending Russia. We're not Russophiles that are, you know, in love with what Putin's doing, because at the end of the day, it's, you know, one group of bad guy globalists versus another group of bad guy globalists.
And he's working with China and Israel, which says everything you need to know. We're definitely not fans of China and Israel, but go ahead.
Yeah, no, my first girlfriend was Ukrainian. My best friend in high school was Ukrainian. My brother's best friend is Ukrainian. But, you know, guess what? I'm taking the side of Russia. I can certainly understand why they're pissed at everything that's going on. And just the other day, it was one of the high-level State Department guys. It wasn't Blinken, but he said something along the lines of someone asked him, you know, hey, you know, over the years, have you guys not NATO encroached under Russian territory? And basically, like, it's moved further east. And he's like, well, don't you see that as a provocation? He's like, oh, absolutely not. You know, it's Russia that's moving closer to NATO. I'm like, are you kidding me? I mean, yeah. Anyone.
No, I saw that. It's totally ridiculous. Anyone with a two brain cells to rub together would see that. But Tim, like, going forward, the second that Saudi Arabia moves into this system and stops taking the dollar, how does the dollar get affected? Because effectively, it could not be a world reserve currency at that point, because there'd be too much power going to, you know, something like the yuan and the BRICS alliance.
I mean, I think that they're going to hit us with multiple things at once. And so, you know, it's not going to be like, we're going to be sitting around watching the news. We might not even have power at this point, because maybe they've launched an EMP attack and launched a whole bunch of other things at once, or there's some other, you know, deadly pathogen that has, you know, a much higher kill rate than the fake COVID that was going on. So I think that when all this stuff happens, you know, we're not going to be sitting around, a lot of people are going to be looking for help, but at that point, you're going to wish that you already were prepared, that you already were sort of growing food. And then you also can't even bank on just growing food outside. I mean, you also have to have different greenhouses, maybe light setups. I mean, because look what they're doing in Palestine. I mean, they've got, you know, pretty much like one of the worst environmental disasters in history.
And it just happens to be a place called Palestine. It's just oh yeah, totally nothing to see here. They're just totally there's digital IDs. Oh my god.
Yeah, it just so happens that one of the very first test pilot digital ID programs in America was at this place that they rolled out just right before all this. I mean, yeah, it could be a lot of different coincidences, but when all this stuff rolls out, you are going to need to be prepared, because you're not going to be able to bank on just going to the store. Because when this happens, it's probably also going to be coincide with either some sort of like missile strikes against the U.S., or it could be the U.S. false flagging our own power grid system. Just the other day, I mean, you see all these different stories about grid attacks going up. You see stories about the fertilizer and chemical plants that keep blowing up, food production plants, egg producing facilities. They're, you know, getting rid of the hens, so maybe they hit us with bird flu. I mean, there's all sorts of different arrows they have in their quiver that they can just pull out, and they're probably going to pull out more than once. So I don't.
Well, and they tell you what they're doing before they do it. And again, you mentioned that thing before in Natural News. It says East Palestine launched My ID emergency service to surveil locals' biometrics data just 1 week before the train derailment. And then we look at what's happened in Turkey with the earthquake, and it turns out they shut off all the pipes 10 seconds before it happened and moved all diplomats out 24 hours before it happened, and there's no epicenter. And then we see things like, for example, in Utah in October 2022, they were already starting construction of a 15-minute city before even the World Economic Forum really started pushing it. They did their first paper on it in March 2022. We were talking about it here at WHAM back in 2020. And it's, again, we're just looking at what they say, and then that's what ends up happening. So they give you warning signs before something happens, which is why people say, oh, you must be paranoid. No, it's just, I want to survive. I want to live in a great world that's free and individualistic and based in personal responsibility and humanity and God and all these different things. And they're trying to take that away from us. This is all one piece, just one piece of a giant puzzle, which is a war on humanity. It's a Tower of Babel. In fact, speaking of that, Saudi Arabia is now building a giant black cube of Saturn on the inside with a replica of the Tower of Babel. And it's the size of, I think they said, 12 Empire State Buildings put together. It's insane. They just announced that. And then on top of that, they have the NEOM project, which is a 100-mile-long skyscraper that uses facial recognition. They already started building this. It sounds crazy, but they're already building it, that uses facial recognition, social credit, carbon credits, all that kind of stuff. And everything is digital and it's net zero carbon. If you want to look into the future, look no further than what China did with the zero COVID policy. That'll be the zero carbon policy later on. That's all, they blueprint all this stuff and they tell us what they're going to do next. And now with all the rhetoric about World War III, it's quite clear that that is what they want next. But guess what? Both sides are on the same page. They know exactly what's going on. They utilize some kind of argument between countries and all that, going back to the Khazarians in Ukraine and all that kind of stuff. But at the end of the day, that's just a piece of the script in order to have an excuse to do all these things. And everything they've been doing in the economy also sends us that signal, because it's a perfect situation for them to move from, hey, this fiat system out of the U.S. into a centrally planned cashless society based in carbon credit scores, where every single moment of your life is tracked and traced. So again, this is all mapped out in front of us, and this is just like the perfect scenario to bring us into it.
Yeah, and then let's say, you know, the carbon credit. So me breathing out right now is emitting carbon. So that's super deadly and dangerous. But, you know, all the vinyl chloride. And I do want to give credit to Mike Adams of Natural News, because I heard an interview with him and another gentleman the other day where essentially, and I'm not an expert on this sort of repeating, but when you take vinyl chloride and then you have that sort of, you know, what they're calling controlled burn, which was not a controlled burn, it turns it into another chemical that is, from what Mike Adams and his guests were saying, is basically the worst chemical on Earth that there possibly is. And again, just like sort of paraphrasing this, I'm not an expert in this, but when all this stuff happens in terms of moving to the BRICS, how that's going to play out is, look at the inflation now. And this is with, you know, this is with the dollar being, you know, relative to other BS currencies, very, very strong. Well, what's going to happen when all of a sudden there's another currency that's even stronger? And what's going to happen? How high is the Federal Reserve going to have to raise interest rates in order to rein things in? There is no limit, because at the end of the day, when, you know, the U.S. pretty much produces nothing besides, you know, propaganda and Hollywood movies and debt and weapons, when that is basically the only thing the U.S. produces. So when all this stuff happens in China, that produces basically everything that we buy for the most part, or maybe some stuff comes back over here to get refinished, it's going to be a supply. I mean, imagine if everything you had to buy right now didn't come from China, how expensive that would be, or if you could even get certain things that didn't come from China. And so when you can't even get the products, what that's going to mean is that the inflation rate that we have today is going to seem like a walk in the park. 2020 is going to seem like a walk in the park when the dollar loses reserve status. When the dollar loses reserve status, it's going to be complete hell on earth. And I'm not saying, we don't walk around, you know, all feared and, you know, scared of everything, because I want to, you know, live every day like it's going to be my last. But at the same point, we are not living in fear every single moment, because if you are living in fear and you're constantly worried about all this stuff, guess what? You're already basically dead, because you're not living the life you want to live. So yeah, you should prepare like this stuff is going to happen, but then also not let it completely dominate your life. And I know it might be hard for people just getting into all this stuff.
Yeah, well, but fear often leads to apathy, because it makes people feel hopeless. And I've always been saying, and I did a video recently called The Awakening PSYOP, where The Awakening PSYOP basically details the idea of you can't have hopelessness, but you also can't have hopium. You have to be in the middle and be rational and think about the environment you're in. So for example, when we're talking about something like that, it's important that we as individuals see the negatives and make positives of it. So people go, oh, it's fear mongering. It's reality. And people say, oh, for years you've been saying the dollar is going to collapse. And we've been right for years, because the dollar collapse doesn't happen overnight. It happens over a period of time. We have to actually see that road be paved before it actually fully collapses. It's not like one day you wake up and you're going to the store and everything's fine. You're paying with your money, whatever. Then you go to sleep and the next day it's like the dollar doesn't exist anymore. It doesn't happen like that. It happens over a period of time. So again, it's important that we know this. It's important that we see these clear and present dangers so that we can apply the right solutions and not just fall into that Hegelian dialectic of problem, reaction, solution, repeat that the government gives us on every twist and turn, which is exactly what this is, because we're moving into a cashless society in the US, and that allows them the perfect leeway to just morph it into the Chinese world reserve currency system, BRICS, which again, China, most populated country in the world. India, second most populated country in the world. We have huge countries running this show, and then some of the most powerful countries. And look, if you want to look at some of the top 10 military powers in the world, multiple of them are in BRICS. So you have China, you have Russia, you have India. Now, alone, they can't do much about the US. Not that that is even the plan, it's all scripted. But with all three of those guys, good luck, my friends. China doesn't have a whole lot of battlefield experience, but alongside Russia and India, oof, seriously, this is something for the history books. And it really tells you how there is a global government, because China and India have been enemies forever. And they shoot at each other at their own borders, yet they're working together on this new economic order and about to shake hands, because money brings the psychopaths together, and this is what we're witnessing today. So again, if we don't want to take proactive actions, then we unfortunately suffer the consequences, and there's a lot of ways to take proactive actions. The banking system is one of the number one ways you could be controlled. In fact, I would say it is the number one way, and in the future, when everything you say on social media will dictate whether you can take money out of the bank, and yes, you can delete those posts on Facebook from 2008, but they're still in the system and they will utilize that against you. And oh, you want to, you know, go for a car ride, or you want to go and buy a steak? Well, good luck with that. You need to eat bugs to change the weather, you crazy extremist. So again, all these things will be used against you later. So that is why it's important, in my opinion, to move as much out of the banking system as humanly possible and have some kind of property, have some kind of assets to your name, have something you could invest in, like food and water and these kinds of things. Tim, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, you've seen firsthand every single day we're doing something out here to prepare, you know, whether it's building chicken coops, you know, running out power lines,
building a wall.
I see right in front of us. There's always things to be done. And some people like come over and like, oh, you're really lucky. You know what? It's not luck. It's not an accident. This is something that I've spent my entire adult life, because I, you know, graduated college in 2008, right as everything collapsed. You know, welcome to the business. Welcome to the real world and how things really work. But, you know, getting back to the financial system, right now, last year, I think the amount of interest payments were about $329 billion. This year, probably going to be anywhere from $1 trillion to $1.5 trillion. So what if when the BRICS happens, okay, what if they raise rates to 10%? Okay, what, now we're going to pay $3 trillion a year in interest? And so interest payments went from being maybe like the 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th most biggest line item. And next year, or this year, it's going to be probably anywhere from like number 1 to number 3, somewhere up in there. If you take a look at, you know, Medicare, defense spending, Social Security, and then income security payments is actually number 1, which sort of surprised me. And so I think total tax receipts are around $3 trillion. So, okay. Or what's going to happen is, obviously, in no time at all, the debt is probably going to double as well. So even if rates stay the same, pretty soon we're going to be at $3 trillion a year in interest. And so going from $300 billion a year in interest to $3 trillion a year in interest, we are in that debt spiral. And so maybe the whole collapse is not going to happen overnight, but it'll probably take like a month or two. And then you're going to, you know, zoom out and see, you know, what the hell happened to everything. And a lot of people think, oh, well, the answer is we just need to vote even harder in a rigged system. And so you and I were talking about how the whole thing was going to be rigged. And maybe we're doing a disservice, because whether it's, you know, it's rigged over two bad choices anyways, but, you know, and we are in like pretty much the epicenter of the rigging just outside of Maricopa County right now. And at the end of the day, I mean, you have to, there's no white knight that is going to come and save you. You need to take action right now. And eventually, you know, a lot of these debt-based assets are probably going to be worth nothing. So what I'm talking about is bonds are probably worth nothing denominated in U.S. dollars, especially longer-term bonds. And the, in my opinion, this is not investment advice. I think the commodities, real things are going to be worth something. But at the end of the day, when all this stuff happens, it doesn't matter what your paper portfolio says. It's what you have on you, what you have access to. And so do you have access to food? Do you have, and a lot of times when I was growing food, I was already buying seedlings. Well, now I'm trying to figure out like how, and we're doing right now, like how to grow the seeds, because it is a trial and error process of trying to perfect things. Not Johnny Appleseed over here. It's not, you know, what I, you know, my number one, proficiency, but you know, we always should be striving to get better, and you should be doing something every day to get better. I mean, I lost my job over in 2018 over a principled stance, basically lost everything, and you know, now have completely built up. So everyone has the power within them to change a certain stance. And so the number one thing you should be doing, like if you're maybe in your 30s or 40s, is trying to figure out an income stream that is not dependent on going into a job, going into an office, or having, you know, some big Fortune 500 company that could say, oh, sorry, didn't get your eighth booster shot, you know, you're fired. Or you do get your eighth booster shot, and then 2 months later they fire you anyways. I mean, I know you said, you know, you have a story of somebody up in Canada where, you know, something similar to that happened. It wasn't the eighth booster shot. And so you need to be taking steps right now. So Josh always talks about Heaven's Harvest, rightly so. I mean, I already had seeds before Heaven's Harvest, but I'll be going through there to make a purchase on that as well. Promo code WHAM, I believe, on that one. You know, obviously we're doing things with, you know, trying to get off-grid energy. It's going to come down to Maslow's hierarchy of needs of food, water, shelter is going to be the most important thing, along with community, because you can't do this all yourself.
Well, and a big part of community is a communication factor. So I'll get to that in a second. But yeah, again, you're saving money overall going to heavensharvest.com and using code WHAM, non-GMO, storable foods, heirloom seeds, water filtration, storage, etc. And if you don't know how to do it, there's books on the site that you can purchase that give you a really basic idea of what you can do to get there. And of course, again, that's code WHAM, W-A-M. But on top of that, we also have WHAM survival.com for long-term storable foods as well. You save a bunch of money if you go through us on there. So there are so many options, and no one can have any excuses at this point. There's so many options. And on top of that, you know, we have things like Clearphone, and that's what I was getting at with the community. The communication among the community is important in the future. So there's this thing called Clearphone, which I've been promoting recently, and I'm really happy to be promoting them because it's one of the coolest things I've promoted yet, because they have the option to get a smartphone that doesn't track and trace you. You have your own private keys on it, and it has a network that's throughout all the United States. And on top of that, it's faster than the Android and all these other phones. You could use all the different apps that you would usually use, and it doesn't send your information to the government, and it's decentralized, and it's de-Googled. Well, yeah, there's an option on the site. If you want it de-Googled, you can buy it de-Googled. You can buy it with Google on it. Either way, they have a private key system that basically it's totally encrypted. It's really cool stuff. So check that link in the description for Clearphone and get privacy today with your actual phone so you can contact people no matter how much they try to censor you as far as communication goes. They will not be able to tie your name to this phone, and that's important. Now, with that said, there's a whole bunch of other options out there. I won't go over everything in the world right now, but you know, health is important going forward as well. So we have rncstore.com, Richardson Nutritional Center, your source for Laetril online, made famous by G. Edward Griffin's book, World Without Cancer. Get your apricot seeds, Laetril, amygdalin, and vitamin B17 there. And again, with all the chemicals in the skies, in the water, in the food, in the manufactured food that they're shoving down our throats on a daily basis, and of course, you know, what we're seeing out of Ohio and what we just recently saw in Tucson and Houston and Detroit and Montreal and all these chemical spills everywhere that just happened to happen at the same time. Yeah, no coincidences there. Seriously. So yeah, stock up on this stuff while the supply chain is still running at, well, it's running at like 10% steam right now, but hey, getting it now is a good idea.
And just imagine if you're anywhere near Ohio right now and any food that is produced anywhere near Ohio, everything that you consume is going to bioaccumulate. So you're going to consume some sort of animal that, if they're lucky enough to not die from this stuff, that is eventually going to be consumed by you, which is going to bioaccumulate inside of your body and then eventually probably kill you. So this is really a life or death stuff. So when people like roll their eyes like, oh, you're getting a greenhouse, you know, what are you going to do, become a farmer? Well, guess what? I don't want to die. And so I know, and it's not that I'm scared of dying, but I also don't want to directly poison myself, and I don't trust all the crap that they're spraying in the air. I don't, and people are like, oh, that's just a conspiracy theory. It doesn't matter if you can watch videos by John Brennan, the former CIA director, with a Council on Foreign Relations backdrop behind him, casually talking about geostratic atmosphere engineering. It doesn't matter if, you know, there's just proof, you know, coming out the wazoo of all this stuff.
Yeah, and it definitely seems like it is coming out of someone's wazoo, and it's probably the Rothschilds. But hey, I wanted to mention with all that, with what Tim just said, with what we saw in Ohio, the food is being poisoned, and the minimal of it in the class action lawsuits is it's going to cause liver cancer among people. And so you get liver cancer, rncstore.com, another option there again. And that's all linked in the description. But there's more. There's also the fact that there's talk of DNA mutation from the spill recently that's in the class action lawsuit in Palestine, Ohio. So when the lawyers are saying we have evidence of DNA mutation, remember, this is transhumanism. They're trying to change our whole bodily makeup from the injections to things like this. It is so important to understand that we need to actually withdraw from that while we still can and stock up on things so that we don't have to fall prey into not just a food rations, carbon credit system, and all that, but getting cancer from the food we eat. It is just so obvious at this point. Non-GMO storable foods at Heaven's Harvest. So come on. And then finally, I do want to mention that you could go and sign up with Tim Pachote. If you want to become a client of his, he is a certified financial planner, and he's been doing really good for his clients over the past several years. And of course, you could get a free initial consultation, a free portfolio review if you go to that bit.ly link in the description for Tim Pachote. He's on a whole bunch of platforms as well. You can find it on Rockfin, BitChute. I think you're on Rumble, right? And stuff like that. And on Telegram, The Liberty Advisor. So check that out. There's The Liberty Advisor. Show.com, a whole bunch of ways that you can find him. And of course, I'm going to be taking off from Arizona right away because the government says they're going to deport me if I don't leave in the next 4 days. So I'm going to have to be out on a plane right away because, you know, government is organized crime, and they don't care if they're shipping in people from Al-Qaeda, which is CIA funded, into the U.S. that, you know, that are killing and raping people. But but I'm just like some Canadian dude that's not proud of being Canadian, that just doesn't want to be in Canada. And I come down after a certain emergency that happened in Canada. I come down, and next thing I know, I'm being told that I have 29 days in the country. Well, I'm down to 4 days left, so I'm going to be leaving soon and trying to get as much content up as possible out of Mexico while I'm forced to be there for a little bit longer, which I love Mexico and I live in Mexico, but like I had all these things that I had to do in the United States, and now I can't do them. But anyways, I just wanted to give you an update on that. If you guys want to help support independent media, because the government just basically took all my money once again by telling me I had to go and book another flight and all that kind of stuff for two people, myself and my wife, to go all the way to Puerto Vallarta. And look, I have a house there, so I don't have hotel expenses there, but I have to just jump on planes and then eventually in like a few weeks or a month come back again. They're just charging me all this money while I'm trying to get work done. I was going to be in Washington, D.C. for that Rage Against the War Machine rally, but I couldn't because I didn't have enough time or money. So if anyone wants to help out in any way, shape, or form, I really appreciate it. We have gogetfunding.com, we have Patreon, we have Subscribestar. Any help is very much appreciated because we are completely viewer funded. And of course, we have a Rockfin channel with a bunch of exclusive content coming up right away. Of course, you can find a Bitcoin address in the description, as well as a Cointree link with a whole bunch of different cryptocurrencies that you could donate in if you please, including a bunch of privacy coins. Really appreciate any help we can get here, my friends. And I have an Epic Fund Me campaign where you can donate an Epic Cash, a privacy coin based on the Mimblewimble protocol, which I think is very important going forward. It just saw 125% gain in 1 week. I'm not giving anyone investment advice. I'm just saying it's a little known privacy coin that is blowing up and has technology, in my opinion, better than Monero. And then, of course, there's a whole bunch of other options. There's a Teespring store for merchandise. You can find us on Telegram at World Alternative Media, Telegram channel, World Alternative Media Announcements. We, of course, have a newsletter, www.iamband.com. It's in the description. It takes 2 seconds to sign up with email. We're on Band.video, BitChute, Odyssey, Rumble, and Brighteon at World Alternative Media, Hive, Steemit, and, of course, Vigilante.tv at Josh Searson, and on the bad guys like TikTok and Instagram, World Alternative Media, Twitter and Getter at World Alt Media, and all the major podcast platforms like Spotify, Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, etc. Give us a follow on there. Give us a good rating on there because it helps us reach reach new people with this important information. As always, another great way to help us is hitting that like button, sharing on social media, hitting the notification bell, and hitting subscribe if you have not yet already. So I appreciate everyone watching today. We'll be back with a whole bunch more. There's so much to break down. We are living in crazy times with fake alien invasions and World War III and mass eugenics experiments and the collapse of the dollar. So
dollar weather balloons.
Yeah.
$12,000 to shoot down 12 tar weather balloon.
Yeah, exactly. And it's all normalization for what's coming because they want us normalized to this idea of war. And that is one of the ultimate plans for these globalist psychopaths. So we will keep you updated the best we can. And as always, my friends, until next time, this is Josh Sigurdson and Tim Pachote signing out from World Alternative Media. Find the truth, be the change.